extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.
Radio once again, the 28th day of May 2017, going into Memorial Day, the 29th day of May. Subsidiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Support the network, folks. It hangs by a thread at all times, and if you're not supporting the network and you're a regular listener, you should. So I'm going to get into some Memorial Day kind of philosophy, and you know, I've been, when I do, oh, let me plug Hooli's blog.blogspot.com, Whoolis blog.blogspot.com. He posts a show there commercial free. Sean at WTFR Radio's broadcasting us live down there in Australia right now, and you can find the show at TCTAUnleashed.com. He does the same thing, takes the commercials out, posts the show immediately after it's all done. So thanks to Sean. Thanks to Hooli. Thanks to all the people that throw these clips up on YouTube and all that. Let's plug the chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com. So welcome to everybody in the chat rooms. You know, I've been slacking. I didn't get to my protocols last week, protocols of learned elders of Zion, and I've been, you know, trying to cover one a week if I can remember it. But, you know, you get into the heat of the moment doing a show, sometimes that falls by the wayside. This one's very interesting, and I put some notes on the side. Protocol 18. When it becomes necessary, and by the way, I'll open the door, I'll open the phones, and we can talk tonight. If you never called in before, and call in tonight, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. But it's going to be a minute before I can take any calls, so don't hurry. But the phone lines will be open, 1-800-313-9443. If you want to jump in and talk about just about anything, I got a whole couple pages of notes of all the garbage that happened over the week. But I wanted to get to this. When it becomes necessary for us to strengthen the strict measures of secret defense, and this is in parentheses, the most fatal poison for the prestige of authority. So what they're saying is the strict measures of secret defense are a most fatal poison for the prestige of authority. But look at all the world leaders.
get really a crime. The judge said you have to serve time. It's a liar in jail. It's a liar that says your bail. Don't bother and try and fight. There's only a few more nights. What do you think?
All right, folks, here we go. City Area Radio. This is September 3rd, 2017. September 3rd, 2017. Sorry about the Skype, folks. You know, it's a Microsoft technology, and for some reason, it doesn't work well with my show. It worked well on other people's shows, but who knows what it is. Since City Area Radio, Republic Broadcasting Network, this is live, and it is the third day of September 2017. So, got a lot to cover, of course, as you all know. We're watching the lunacy. They're telling us that the North Koreans did a nuke test. You know, do we know? Do we really know? Because people are reporting it to us. It's a good possibility that it happened. I didn't necessarily feel any kind of tremors. Other people, you know, that study earthquakes did, but, you know, everything's very crazy right now. And so we've got diplomat-type people being ejected from the United States, Russian kind of embassy-type personnel and places being raided in San Francisco going on, and these anomaly, a ton of anomalies going on in the weather. Now, I covered this, and I want to recover it now. I covered this a couple weeks ago. This article is on Squawker, and it's from the 12th of August. Okay, so this is back, you know, a lot of days ago. Operation Black Sky. I think I mentioned this. I did a Dabu 7 video that it mentioned this stuff. Now, let me reread this article in light of Irma, in light of Harvey, okay, in light of all this. Okay, Operation Black Sky, not a false flag event, but, okay, with the recent announcement of Operation Black Sky, in which FEMA, the Department of Energy, and the private sector will simulate black sky hazards, the alternative media is warning of a possible fear-based event. Now, this is on the 12th, folks. This was before the eclipse, and, you know, everything is spun out really harsh after the eclipse, you know, and the next one is in 2024, this one in 2017. So this is a seven-year window, very fascinating. We know about the seven-year Great Tribulation in the biblical prophecy sector. So with the ramp up, I mean, even the fuller acceleration of things that have happened post-eclipse, you have people out here talking that basically we've started the Great Tribulation, that the Bible prophecy, the eschatology crowd, has been watching for. It remains to be seen. We'll see. In reality, this is about domestic, corporate, and military expansion for something else on the horizon, or that is happening now. The EIS, Electric Infrastructure Security Council, along with FEMA, has publicly announced that on August 23rd, they will be conducting an unprecedented multi-sector national and international exercise series called EarthX. Okay, EarthX. I covered this. I believe I'd have touched on it. It's hard. You know, when you're involved in doing hours of radio once a week, and the research you get to and some of the stuff you don't get to. I know I had it in my notes, and I think I touched on it. A mission designed to, now listen to this, improve community resilience to large scale, long duration power outages through multi-sector black sky simulated hazards. Well, what the hell? I mean, that really talks about, it really is a parallel to Harvey, the power grid down, FEMA, you know, I'm reading these reports that FEMA's going to have to be in the area of Houston for a long period of time here. You know, Katrina was similar. A black sky hazard is a catastrophic event that severely disrupts the normal functioning of our critical infrastructures in multiple regions for long durations. These include EMPs, nuclear devices, cyber terrorism, coordinated physical assaults, natural events such as earthquakes, severe weather, outside planetary interference such as an activity meteor events, prophecies of a planet entering our solar system, dot, dot, dot. Okay, so they cover a lot of the stuff here. Supposedly, we got buzzed by a big asteroid a couple days ago. Now, of course, what they're talking about, a planet entering our system, is Nibiru, Planet X, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we just witnessed the severe weather. Okay, so the 23rd, the exercise goes, you know, these national, international exercises called Earth X. And then, of course, we've had a dormant volcano. Excuse me, hurricane, a big swath of time where hurricanes were basically non-existent. Then all of a sudden we have Irma, and there's three storm systems we're watching right now out there, folks, in the Atlantic. So very weird stuff going on. The concept for this drill began in Washington back in July when 200 experts from 24 countries and dozens of our nation states met to discuss the reality of our vulnerability to such an event. Infrastructure executives at the meeting pushed the idea that industry, not government, needs to lead the way. Okay, so industry, not government, needs to lead the way. That's very kind of a murky, ominous, statement. Responding to black sky events is all about industry in the lead and government in support, former Assistant Defense Secretary Paul Stockton said. Okay, so I just wanted to, I wanted to kind of put that back into the mind here before I go into the rest of the stuff, okay? Mr. Producer, get clip 28 queued up. Yeah, I got a bunch of clips, and I've been digging around all day, and mass insanity on cocktailed with crazy weather events, cocktailed with this nuclear situation in North Korea. You know, you got prominent alternative media people out here calling to nuke North Korea. Anytime people are talking about nuking people preemptively, it just puts you in this place. Let's hear clip 28, Mr. Producer.
I figured out what Operation Dark Sky means. I've talked to people in California, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Maine, British Columbia, everywhere, and everybody's reporting the same thing. Oddly enough, people down in Texas, the few people I've spoken to, are having respiratory issues. But Operation Dark Sky starts August 23rd and runs for 21 months, correct? Isn't that what I told you? Well, I understand what it is. They came out and told us about Operation Solar Shield. They told us all about it, and then they sat back and waited to see what the uproar, if anything, would be. And it wasn't very much. Do you remember the letter that poor David Keith had to issue? And he put out a big statement on Harvard's website saying that people were bullying him and they didn't understand what was really going on. All the while, out of one side of his mouth saying this and out of the other side of his mouth saying exactly what we've been seeing for years now. So in 2017, we have Harvard, David Keith, openly and finally coming out saying that they are indeed going to spray the sky. Just for instance, this is them right here. This is pro-climate geoengineering and calling chemtrails a conspiracy. And yet they're showing an airplane that's releasing several different types of compounds from the rear of it. But on that, I digress. So we have that occur. And then we have the Great American Solar Eclipse that kind of popped out of nowhere. Now, a channel called Photo Helix brought it up pretty well. The movement of the sun, the moon, the star is all stuff that can be laid out for a long, long time in advance. And it's just really strange that all of a sudden the Great American Eclipse popped up out of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? It honestly did. It popped up out of nowhere and then it's
pause it there for a second, Mr. Producer. Pause it there. That doesn't mean that somehow it's synthetic. It means that the media itself can actually, in this mass psychosis faction, bring something to the top of the conscience of the zombies out here or suppress it on a massive level. Science geeks knew about this eclipse, I'm sure, if you dig into this. And so I think he, you know, some people are off onto this conspiracy here that now eclipses and this sort of thing themselves are synthetic events, where I'm like, look at it, the way people are so easily manipulated with the Facebook feeds and everything else, they can make something important to the mob out here that's not important, and then they can suppress things that are important, that are highly important. Look at the little white kid gets blowtorched on Christmas Eve, and then nobody reports on that, but at the same time, a Trayvon Martin or a Mike Brown or a similar event where the events are highly questionable, and it was probably a good shot by the cop, and they make it into a mass terror event where people are destroying entire neighborhoods. You see, so you got to look at it that angle too. But continue the video, Mr. Producer.
Was talking about, and then this is what you see. I could not believe the amount of spraying that they were doing during the eclipse. I couldn't believe the amount of spraying. It was absolutely astounding. They came out several airplanes wide and just absolutely obliterated the sky. Well, if they're doing something covert, which has gone overt, meaning they're now doing it openly, just people don't seem to realize and or care. They basically got everyone's concession. Everyone basically made a compact with them. Because on the day of the eclipse, everyone that was looking up was literally watching geoengineering as it occurred. So they've come out and told us straight up, David Keith, Harvard University, they've come out, they've presented it. It's happening. Solar Shield is in effect. They're doing it. They wait for the damage. They wait to see how bad, how angry, or how upset people get, if at all, which, you know, was basically just us. The solar eclipse comes. They absolutely obliterate the sky with chemtrails. I mean, this is the number one picture of the This is the number one picture of the eclipse. I mean, really? And now suddenly, since the day of the eclipse, I reported to you a while back, a couple of weeks ago, that Operation Dark Sky was going to take effect, and I believe I know what it is. This is it. Every day at about 4 o'clock, the sun is out, everything is fine. About 4 o'clock, they come out and they spray so heavily that the temperature literally drops 20 degrees and it goes dark. I've noticed they've done that every single solitary day since the eclipse occurred. I believe this is Operation Dark Sky.
All right, again, you can stop
it
there.
Reiterate.
Now, I've actually can corroborate that somewhat here in St. Louis, but you know, people tend to be kind of dramatic as YouTubers and so forth. But keep your eyes out. See if this happens. But we'll be back. I got a bunch more to get into. It's Incendiary Radio on Republic Broadcasting.
Feeling fine, but we're losing time. Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back. Subsidiary Radio on the Republic Broadcast Network. We are live September 3rd, 2017. So, you know, Ken had an issue right when I was going to go on live. Something happened on the other side of the room and, with another piece of equipment. And then, of course, the rebroadcast had to kick on. And so it's just weird that things like that happen on when the show's about to go on. And, you know, sometimes we have Skype issues, and it's just nuts. Now, let me give you some kind of fear porn here that I saw floating around real quick at this short segment. This is about Hurricane Irma, okay? This could go up to a Category 5, and then there's two other systems out there. And then I'm going to play that one after this one. But let's get the doom porn out of the way. And this is you know, somebody is what could happen. So let's hit clip 27.
Oh, don't worry, everyone. It's sunshine and sprinkles. The Hurricane Irma with 105 mile per hour winds. It'll just meander off and maybe it'll hit Nova Scotia. Don't pay attention to the pessimistic route on the left. You know, that blue route, that'll never happen, because NOAA, the people that are so important about weather and predicting weather, you know what they say? We can't really predict this. There's a certain level of uncertainty. Oh, really? With the billions of dollars that we have spent on weather engineering, geoscience engineering, confirmed by patents and research papers and conferences, you don't think these people know exactly where the hurricane's going? I mean, there's enough satellite technology to spot a whale fart, and people are going to say, we just don't know. It's uncertain. Let's take a look at the pessimistic rod on the left, which goes through 19 nuclear power plants, almost a perfect connect the dots. And where does it stop? It stops on Wall Street. Isn't that convenient? Maybe we'll flood all the data centers and have the stock market go down for 3 days. That'll give everyone plenty of time to make it to that island with the ex-president with your 401k money. Sounds like a mega disaster to me. Sounds like five Katrinas to me. Sounds like five Harveys to me. And if you want the wishful thinking with the sprinkles, case in point, Exhibit A, Linda West, Morning Mayan, one of the best positive thinkers in the world. What happened to her house in Houston? Destroyed. So it does happen to people no matter how much you want it to go away. Now, will you be prepared? You know what we call this on this channel, stress inoculation. Do you want stress inoculation, or do you want to be caught unprepared and rolled over?
You can stop it there. It's just, you know, if you look at the models, and this is what he's going by, and basically the one that flies right through the eastern seaboard goes directly over a bunch of nuke plants and ends up right around the New York City area. And so then what does this precipitate? Is this some sort of another, people are all over, various alternative media platforms speculating, hey, was Harvey engineered? I covered it last week. Well, here's an article, because we're going to come up on a break. This is really why the globalists geoengineered and aimed Harvey at Texas. Now, what the debt ceiling and the potential government shutdown have to do with Harvey hitting East Texas, okay? And so they're basically saying that there are many wars, military and political, financial and economic, going on right now across the planet. However, the never-ending bankers' war that uses both weather and warfare and environmental terrorism are by far the most highly consequential. See World Wars I and II as examples of exactly what the international banksters will do to jumpstart their perpetual war economy. In 2017, the state of the global economic and financial system is such that the snake of predatory capitalism is now eating its own head. Therefore, the ongoing weather warfare is much more fast and furious, as the geoengineered Harvey superstorm has demonstrated. Among all the objectives behind the Harvey assault, it's now evident that an immediate goal was to compel President Trump to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown. The following two articles were published by CNBC, a major mouthpiece for bankster powerhouse Goldman Sachs. The first one indicates a 50% chance of a government shutdown on August 18th. Which I think the debt ceiling shutdown thing is looming right ahead of us here, and there's the music, and I'll pick this up on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Sitting in my cell so long, all my memories won't leave me alone. Pray to God that you will hear my song. Oh my Lord, yeah, won't you bring me home? Whoa, 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 whoa. Then you flick down on my knees, I pray to the Lord, won't you save me, please? I've been sitting here so many years, all my prayers are drowned out by my tears. Been forgotten by my God, so now I bow my head and pray below. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry, Lord, but I'm no wrong. I used to pray to saints, but now I'm forced to sing a sinner's song. Sorry, Lord, will you forgive? Sins have shaped me here. I know I paid for what I did. And I remember back in the day, being young and free. Well, I never ever thought this would happen to me.
All right, we're back. Super Radio. Got to thank Ken down there dealing with all the crap down there in Round Rock, Austin, Texas. So couldn't do the show without Ken. Let me plug the chat rooms. IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com, IncendiaryChat.chatango.com. And I know Mer Bailey down there that's in the chat room. She created a third one, but I can't get to my email right now. So there's a third chat room I think she created, but she can call in and tell Ken what it is, and I'll plug it on the air if she wants to. 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, Got to give Sean down there in Australia a shout out at TCTA Unleashed, TCTAUnleashed.com, WTFR Radio, 107.9 in Australia, and Hooli from Hooli's blog, WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com. You can find the archives to the show at both of those sites, folks. So thank both of those guys. And, you know, it's crazy doing talk radio when things happen and it gets hectic behind the scenes. So I'm going to get, back to the article right here. Yeah, that's where I was. So after Harvey hit, there's another article. The first one, it says Goldman Sachs, there's a 50% chance of a government shutdown. So after Harvey hits its target, Houston, and that's if it's steered, if it's geoengineered, and the rest of it. Now, there's a whole other train of thought out here that I'm going to have to get to about Russia and the angle of the Russians hitting us with weather warfare, okay? There's a whole other swath of people out here saying it's basically Russia and so forth bombing us with the hurricanes. And so this is linked to the raids on properties in San Francisco and then Trump kicking out some of the Russian, let's just say, personnel. And so there's a whole other swath of these people saying this is not necessarily our own deep state hitting us. It's actually an external force. World War III, we hit them with the sanctions. Now we're getting drilled with some weather warfare. And we know Russia's up there at the top of the world sophistication and technology such as this. So we're going to have to flesh that out in a little bit. But basically, after Harvey hits, Goldman lowers the odds of government shutdown to 35% because of Harvey. Then along comes Trump, who quite unpredictably does the following. In his latest reversal, Trump weighs tying the debt limit increase to Harvey disaster aid. And so now you're seeing this gambit play out to where basically if Trump going to go along with maybe, you know, the debt ceiling increase and so forth, that's going to have to be tied to Harvey aid, et cetera, et cetera. And then the New York Times has basically said the storm has utterly transformed the federal fiscal picture. The New York Times just published a piece that basically makes a case for the direct relationship between the widespread and serious Harvey damage and the urgent need to increase the debt ceiling. But the most radioactive disclosure in that New York Times article is this. This is going to change the whole dynamic for September. This is when the debt ceiling fight's going to go down. And quite frankly, for the Republican establishment, for the remainder of the 115th Congress, said G. William Hoagland, a longtime chief budget advisor to Senate Republicans, who is now a senior vice president at the Bipartisan Policy Center. The truth of the matter is, they don't need money to build a wall in Texas, but to rebuild the shoreline in Texas. So now you see calls from the progressive or regressive left saying, oh, you don't need to build this evil, fascist, racist, xenophobic wall. You need to help everybody in Texas. And so then you get into looking internally at the progressives and the neoconservatives in the deep state and in the NASA, DOD, Air Force gang that controls weather modification and geoengineering weather warfare systems. Remember Air Force 2025, weather is a force multiplier, and all those documents that I was read on the air probably 2 years ago. And if I have time, I might bring that up. Got to write that down, Air Force 2025, because when you get into that, it talks about owning and dominating the weather, using it as a force multiplier, and a president that doesn't want to go along with the climate change agenda, the carbon tax scheme, the guy that's going to pull us out of Paris and the rest of it, starts zapping them with some crazy weather crap. And then you got the jerks like Neil deGrasse Tyson and all these people basically saying this is all tied to climate change and all the rest of it. And I've got a Mike King article up right now. Washington Post, Harvey is a 1,000-year flood event, unprecedented scale. New York Times, a 500-year flood. Okay, and so they built this up to where, see, they know we're all goldfish memory buffoons out here in the United States, and we forget what happened 2 years ago, let alone 20, okay? And so, here's out of Mike King's site, Tropical Storm Amelia of 1978, Tropical Storm Claudette of 1979, both of which drenched Houston, southeast area, with average volume totals well over 40 inches, high in the upper 40s. And so, you know, the 50-inch mark was here in Houston, Cedar Bayou, okay, and so forth and so on. But then you get into all these other, big storms and so forth that have done this in the past, but basically they're counting on you not to look back at various tropical storms and so forth that have flooded various, parts of that same area in the past, and some of it only like 30 years ago. And so we let the media even goad those of us that know better into thinking, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever, blah, blah, blah. But then if you get back into our history and you dig back into your own little Wayback Machine before the internet, and then you realize, oh my gosh, yeah, there was crazy weather even when I was a little kid. You just forget about it because of this high-tech, basically brain screw that they've created here to make us all forget about even recent history. Now, here's what we got going on now. Mr. Producer, have clip 20 ready. This is over on BPE Earthwatch, and this is a guy that kind of tracks the earthquake stuff and a lot of the storm activity and kind of like end time stuff. But he's following these three weather patterns, and I'm just going to let this play for, a minute or so just to let you know that, holy crap, there's three systems out there that they're watching now. But this Irma, like Dave said, my one guy, its worst, basically, its worst track goes right over a bunch of nuke plants and ends up in, in up there in New York City. So let's play clip 20.
September 3rd, 2017. Looking at the Wide Atlantic satellite view, this is from NOAA. Three systems they're watching now. One is in the Bay of Campeche right there, and there's low-level rotation. We'll look at that in motion. Pay attention to that. And, of course, Irma's a Cat 3, and expected to become a Cat 4 in the next day or so and continue to be a Cat 4 plus and possibly have an impact in Florida. Also, the system in the bottom right there, they're watching it starting to rotate. Irma's extremely powerful. They're predicting it to be a 4 all the way up until the area between Cuba and southern Florida. At that point, it's going to hit the Gulf Stream and could become a Cat 5. But notice that it does slightly have a southerly movement in the last few frames. Watch this. And that was predicted because of the low pressure system that's above it. The lines have been showing the storm moving west, dipping south, and then turning back up. But now the models are tightening it up day by day. And you can see these are Cat 4 locations there in the last three in that particular section. We'll look at a different model also.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Appreciate you. So there's systems out there now, and it's like we've had this long hiatus, nothing. Then all of a sudden, now right when we've got basically a civil war brewing, you've got this massive anti-president feeling out here. You've got the North Korea stuff. You've got the Russian stuff with the president. You got Bob Mueller. And now you've got all this weather stuff. This perfect kind of cohesion of this kind of these coincidences where all of this kind of apocalyptic almost feeling is kind of, permeating kind of the underbelly of the consciousness of the public. Very, very weird. Now, cocktailing with this and the whole Houston thing. I saw this over on the Incog Man site, and I heard this on Jones the other day. Jones jumped on the attack of Joel Osteen, okay? son of the old man John Osteen, who I used to watch back in the 90s, old John Osteen, the late John Osteen. He was a good old preacher, man. You could just tell he was a good old guy. And big church, and his son took over, and his son's kind of like, you know, he's got the bleached blonde wife, and he's got the flashy smile, and he writes the positive, you know, gobbledygook kind of Christian positive, you know, magic speaking, it comes into existence kind of, you know, we know the televangelist kind of name it and claim it crowd and all that. And it is what it is. I don't watch Joel Osteen, but he brought up this lady named incognited Leslie Abravanel, lefty Jewess, starts Twitter attack on Houston church. Okay. Leslie Abravanel, one creepy Jewish media lefty, accused on her Twitter feed TV preacher Joel Osteen of not opening the doors of his megachurch for Houston flood refugees. She was immediately joined by various other anti-Christian, anti-white leftists. Well, you even had Alex Jones jump in on this earlier in the week. Funny thing, the church itself was already somewhat flooded, forcing the church to post shots in defense. Okay? And then basically Incog saying that these leftist kind of radical Bolshevik, you know, Jews on that sector are always on the lookout to attack Christianity. And he's like, I took a quick look at her profile online. Yep, she's a big Jew creep, all right, claims to speak Yiddish and raising her brats Jewish, blah, blah, blah. But you see basically, I don't know if she was the first one to start the attack on Osteen, but I heard it, okay? So Osteen tweets out, Victoria and I are praying for everyone affected by Hurricane Harvey. Please join us as we pray for the safety of our Texas friends and family. And then she tweets back on the 28th, maybe you can also open your gigantic church to shelter some of the victims. And, you know, I don't know the exact stuff here, but I heard all these people attacking Osteen for some reason, and it's a mega church, it's big, and it's in Houston. And so whether it was underwater or not, I don't know. But the thing is, you know, look what some of the people did to the Superdome down there in New Orleans. Look at what happens when, okay, so your congregation, okay, I'm a preacher, let's say, and I got a big congregation, we've got a beautiful church, and maybe it was not underwater, okay? Am I going to open this thing up that my parishioners have spent millions of dollars, the carpeting, the nice stuff, and we going to open it up to just become just destroyed because a hurricane destroyed the area? I mean, you can argue this out, and I got into it with somebody earlier in the week. Maybe it was my mom. She's like, but I'm like, you know, kicking down and money and you know, whatever you can, you know, the church kitty can spare, so forth and so on. But are you gonna basically destroy the inside of your church? You know, I'm just saying it's something to argue out, and I'm not, you know, and I know the whole thing with the poor and everything else. Did every church down there open their doors? And see, it's like they zeroed in on Osteen because he's just a big mega church guy in the area, and there's like an agenda afoot there. And you get this Abravanel lady involved, and then other people join the choir, and it almost becomes like a witch hunt. Not that I like Osteen and that whole televangelist kind of circle, but it's just you got to look at that other angle there and be like, I kind of see what they're talking about now. I got a bunch of stuff to cover about this Civil War 2.0, the Antifa stuff. It seems like some of the left wingers now, Scarborough, Pelosi, and others have had to distance themselves from Antifa tactics. I'm hearing an echo in there, Mr. Producer. Thanks. And so this is an interesting sequence of events here to kind of flesh out. Is like, okay, so what's going on here? Is Antifa becoming so toxic that some of the, you know, the regressive left even are feeling the heat that they need to distance themselves from these criminals? Or is there another agenda afoot here with basically is Antifa about to make a transformation? All right. So we're coming up on break, but it poses an interesting question here. Is Antifa going to morph into something else? Was this a temporary kind of sacrificial lamb? You know, they've been around since, you know, the early 20th century in Germany. I kind of read their Antifa's biography a few weeks ago. And so the Third Reich and so forth that was having battles with these folks. It's an interesting kind of story. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I will show the whole world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, I wanted to get into a couple articles here over at Breaking Israel News, which is this, it's a Jewish biblical prophecy, kind of appeals to the Christian Zionist readers, like, you know, the Kufi types, Christians United for Israel, John Hagee, and so forth. got a couple articles here that are interesting. The first one, did solar eclipse bring Hurricane Harvey? Eclipse, rabbis point to prophecy fulfilled. Okay. And so basically what, you know, what they're saying is the solar eclipse is tied to, fulfilled prophecy. 1 week before the rare solar eclipse traversed the continental U.S., Breaking Israel News ran a series of articles concerning the prophetic implications of the event. 4 days later, a hurricane of biblical proportion slammed into the Gulf Coast of Texas, conforming precisely to the predictions and leading to deeper understanding of these prophecies. Rare in its own right, 10 days ago, the eclipse passed over the U.S. from west to east and moved out to sea. Its path of totality passed through a developing hurricane, resulting in a doubly rare confluence of events. At the time, meteorologists were doubtful of the eclipse tropical storm would develop into a full-blown hurricane. The storm indeed developed with a vengeance. And so you had, okay, so the path of the totality passed through the tropical storm at the time, okay? Now, if you remember in the last couple weeks, I covered Jared Kushner and Mr. Greenblatt and others that were over there basically trying to restart some sort of Middle East peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis. Okay, here's another article. Hurricane Harvey, a divine reaction to the latest U.S. Mideast peace push. Now, you have to realize, and some of you might not know this, and many of you probably do that study kind of like the prophetic stuff. A lot of the hardcore Christian Zionists like Mike Evans and John Hagee and people of their kind of ilk, they basically say that any time that the United States or basically any country that takes upon itself what the Bible calls the burdensome stone, okay, dealing with Israel, and especially with the land, okay, about, you know, ceding land to the Palestinians and so forth, they basically say that God basically lashes out at whatever country is tinkering with the land of Israel. Okay, and so they basically, and I've watched them saying this 20 years ago when we were having crazy hurricanes, and they were linking it with Bill Clinton at the time playing around. You remember with Arafat and the late Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. There were some crazy weather events at that time, and so basically, you got to realize there's a whole swath of Bible prophecy people that believe. When you start tinkered around with the land of Israel and possibly giving some of its land away, then basically God sends crazy phenomena your way. And so we'll pick this up after the top of the hour. See you guys in a minute. Between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to